The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Thank you for taking some of your time to share with us. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Our intent here is to wake you up to a higher level of consciousness for you to be alert. Just wake up, realizing that there's a lot more to you than you know of, or we've been tricked into believing that we are lesser than we actually are. Wake up is what we offer. We want you to wake up and live the best life possible, to know that you are not restricted, to know that all things that are achievable, you've got the tool or the ability with you, to know that when you came to this planet, you came from a spiritual world that was pure, where peace and tranquility always lives. We've come here and we've changed the way we see, how we see life, and others has helped us in that change. We're influenced by how to live, who to be friends with, where to live, what country is better than the next country or culture or race or group. We were discombobulated by the thoughts or the ideas of others wanting to change us into something different. You were pure. You showed up here like a pure glass of fresh water, and somewhere along the journey, somebody threw some dirt in it. Changes the whole thing. Not familiar anymore, and you start to live accordingly. Well, funny enough, if you pour enough water back in that same container, the dirt will disappear. The purity will reside. You are that entity that makes you the special source, force, everything that we're connected to. Wake up. Just wake up. Open your eyes and look around you. You can reach within yourself to find the greatness that exists. Like I've said, all the tools, everything you need has journeyed here with you. Everything that you'll ever need is journeyed here with you, has journeyed here with you. You've come from a place, like I said, from peace and tranquility. You are connected to everybody, everything that's on this planet. You are the source. You are greatness. You weren't born hating. You weren't born insecure with insecurity. You weren't born with anger or feeling that you're better or worse. You were just born, and you should have come to society, to this place, and live the life and deliver the message you have delivered and serve the purpose that you're supposed to. You are the greatest thing that lives. And you need to know that. You need to know nobody's taller than you, not in the physical sense, in the spiritual world. You need to know that you just have to hold your head up. Find your tool bag, which resides within you. Find those tools and utilize them. Use them to your advantage. We all show up fully complete. Everything you need in knowing how to repair your body, how to repair your emotions, the moods. Whatever it is that you choose to do, know that you have the tool within you to do it, because you showed up here with that tool case or tool bag or whatever you want to call it. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. This is what we talk about. We want you to rise up and realize that you are the God. You're not living the life and you are limitless. You need to wake up and realize. Tap into spirituality and it will guide you. You need to know, when you take a journey somewhere, you don't bring the bank with you. You probably bring a card. And with that card, you have the access to get to the funds. When you showed up here, you still have that same ability. You are the cord, the card. I'm sorry. You are the card. And the bank resides in the universe. And you could tap into it anytime you need to. You didn't have to make a deposit in this one, by the way. It was done for you. But you are the card. And the source is everywhere around you. You just have to know how to use it, when to use it, and the reason why you're using it. Find that card. Why am I having such a hard time with that? Find that card within you. It's in your toolbox. Tap into the source. And every single thing you need is there available for you. So yes, when you travel into this planet, you travel anywhere, you don't bring the bank with you. You bring access to the funds that are in the bank. The spiritual world would be the bank, and the access to this great limitless source is you being the card. Thank you, everybody, and thank you for joining us. I want to say a special thanks to the new listeners as well as the longtime listeners. Thank you very much for your support of the Barrington Show. We've talked about a few things in the past, and we're appreciating the fact that you're here with us. Thank you for joining us. Sit down, and we're going to talk today about leading by example. Welcome to everybody from around the world. Welcome home. Because you are home. You're hearing this. You're searching for it. You're hearing it. It's needed. It's necessary. All that exists will or does exist in you. You're learning how to wake up those senses from within, how to access that toolbox to deliver, how to find a path to purity, peace, and love. You're learning all that. Welcome home, everybody. You are home. Well, today I want to talk about leading by example. We have to lead by example because it's been proven that the words don't work because the action often doesn't line up with the words. You're saying one thing, you're doing something different. You're saying something, so we want to lead by example, and we want you to lead by your actions. Others out there are wanting you to show them how to do this, and then you have an obligation to show them or to guide them or to lead them. We all are connected. We're all a part of it, and we're part of a great team. And your duty on this team is to do that. Yes, the little pinky finger is connected to the big toe. Take a good look at it. Everything is connected as we are. The people, every living thing on the planet is connected and been driven by the same force. So we're all one. We want you to lead by example by first acquiring the skills that's required for you to stand up and show someone what it's like to live the spiritual world, the life, what it's like to be fully confident and strong within yourself. what it's like to be pure and respect everybody. But you need to be able to do that by leading by example. Live that life. The talk is cheap, but action speaks a lot louder than words. So we want you to react and lead by your actions. This is what we're going to talk about today. Lead by example. Because the world we seek out there, it's within us. The world we're looking for, the perfect life that we're looking for, it's within us. So let's bring it on the external. If everybody is doing it, yeah, it will show up. Looking out a window is not going to help the situation inside the house. So we just want you to turn around and clean up the house. Fix it. Looking out the window won't help. You need to look internally to see the problem or the way to live. I believe we all want to live in harmony with all, and not just the humans, but with all living things. I believe everybody wants to be loved and respected. I believe everybody wants to see as to be seen as equal and treated fairly. I believe everybody wants to have equal rights and opportunity. But because of the mindset of others, this is very difficult for some. Others can't see it. If they themselves were doing it, they would live a more tranquil life. But because of their mindset, our task is a little harder. Living that way is our birthright. Remember, we didn't bring hate here. It's already here. We showed up into it. Or anger, frustration, greed, power, whatever. We showed up in it. Doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have the ability within yourself to correct that. Again, if you pour dirt in your clean cup of water, it'll be dirty. But if you pour a lot more water in it, eventually the dirt will disappear. I say all that to say that whatever it is that you do now, you have the ability to change it, to live this life that we're looking for. We're all looking for. We're naturally spiritually connected, and we naturally should live in unity, except the dirt that's in the cup. And we're naturally placed here to be, well, one, to serve a purpose and to learn what it is, what it's like to have the human life. That's what our journey is all about, to have the human experience. We choose this life. We're all a part of the planet, as the planet is all a part of us. We're all connected to the same source. We're all a part of the great wave. You have to assume the water is all connected everywhere, somehow, some way. Even though it's on another side of the planet or way over there, it is still connected to all of it. It changes its form from time to time and become in the gas state, like we do, from the physical to the spiritual side when we leave here, the soul, which we all have one. So we're all connected. The whole planet is connected, and we're connected to it. If you want to do yourself a solid, try to walk around as often as you can barefoot so you feel the connectivity with you and nature. That's a good thing. Just stick your foot in the dirt and walk around. Don't do it here because you'll freeze your toes off. It's not fun right now. But we're still all connected, and we're all the same. So you cannot feel insecure, feel lesser, because you're not. I mean, you could feel it because you've created that for yourself, or others may have told you that, but you have to realize that you're not that. It's just what others are saying. Step out of that box, look around, and realize that everybody has come here the same way, and everybody will leave the same way. Absolutely no other rule. No exceptions at all to that rule. we're all the same. So we're saying, try to get back to yourself, your natural self, the true you. Find who you are, which is what we speak about all the time. Once you find who you are, you will know how to live. You will know how to take care of you. You will know how to heal yourself. You will know how to live among others or with others. You will know your place. But in order for that to happen, you have to find who you are. We have come from a spiritual world. And had we showed up, we're very spiritual. Somewhere along the line, somebody threw a monkey wrench in our program because it benefits a group of people or some people. You're not naturally for war, but you could be convinced to join the team. You are from a place of love. You're from that place. So when you showed up here, you were pure. And then somewhere along the line, something shifted. Maybe a story you've heard, or a path that you were led on, or just seeing things that isn't making any sense to you, because that's very confusing for everybody. But the answers are all there. There's an answer for everything. You are all that there is. And we all want the same thing. Leading by example is allowing you to become the best person you could possibly be. Be the best self. That's what we're trying to get to. By leading by example, step in within yourself and find the greater side of you. And when you do that, you'll be living that perfect life you want. There will be no room for sadness or sorrow. You'll accept life for what it is. You won't take an excuse. You'll know the answers, all the answers. Connect yourself to spirituality and don't allow anybody to guide you down the path that benefits them. Connect yourself and understand your purpose and realize that everything in the planet is a part of you, as you are a part of all of it. The example I've always used is baking that cake. You go around and you get different ingredients and you put them in a bowl and you mix them up and you throw them in the oven and you bake it and now it's ready. Every piece of that cake should have all the ingredients in it. Pretty much the same concept as us being a part of the universe, and everything that's within the universe is within us. Or the universe is in us because we are made from it. The couple of components, the body and the spiritual side, they get together and you live a life. When it's done, you've gotten too old, the body's gotten too old, or it's broken, probably disease, you have to lay it down. Move on and get another one, because this body will not go any further. It is not a negative thing. You are coming back. You're on a circle. We don't leave here. This is all that there is. When the body gets too old, you lay it down and you move on. I had an amazing question a while back, and somebody was asking, why is it that some people come here for such a short visit? They're here and then they're gone. Well, it's the message that they have to deliver. Yours might be you have to wait till you're 102. And it's about the journey. Others could be just two. And it's about the message. We don't know how long we have, most of us. We don't know what the purposes are because we haven't looked into it. But it's about having to come here. And if you're wondering why these things happen and people come short time, deliver their message, and they leave, that's what happens. They have a message to deliver, and they could do it within 2 days, 2 years, 20 years, 50 years. But they had a message, a purpose to serve, and they did. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. You listen to The Barrington Show Sunday afternoon. Thank you for joining in. There's a book out there called Awaken and Ascension Guide, and it leads you to your true purpose. It aligns you with your true purpose. You could check it out. It's a fun read, and it's always there available on Amazon as well as webpage. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time today. HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com is where you'll find that information. Thank you again for joining the show. Welcome to everybody from all around the world. Let's have fun. Do we have any emails?
We do have a couple of emails here. Brian wrote in, and Brian said, and he's from Dallas, Texas, and he just wanted to say, Barrington, Merry Christmas to you and your family. That was from Brian. Thank you, Brian. Kate writes in, and she says, if we came from a place that has peace and tranquility, where exactly is that place? Is it heaven? That's from Kate. And Bet wrote in, and Bet said, if we are the god or gods, then shouldn't we have some type of supernatural powers to do things here on Earth? Just curious. And that's from Bet. And folks, you can write us right now with a question or a comment. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Okay, Beth, should we have superpowers? I like to think we do, you know, and do we build amazing things? Absolutely. Ever see that big iron bird flying above us all the time? We do amazing things. We have superpowers. We are the God that exists. And everything that you see, you know, you're hearing us on the internet or you're watching TV or you got clothes on, it was what we've done. I think that's super thing. I think that's supernatural. And it's amazing, and we've done it collectively. We've turned the non-physical into the physical. This is the only place that you can turn the non-physical into the physical on planet Earth, and a lot of us has come here for that reason. We've come from this amazing place, and I'm going to get into that about the peace and tranquility part in a minute. But yeah, we are supernatural. We just don't know it. We do have the abilities to do amazing things. We just don't know it. We have, you know, they've all said we're using about 15% of our brain. Does that mean they're 85% wrong? But anyway, I believe that we are able to do all these amazing things, and we're led away from them simply because of ideas from other people or it benefits them. We are supernatural. We have that ability. Yes, the God that exists, Beth, is you. But we were told a very long time ago that we're limited, which is not the truth, that we're not able to do this and we're not able to do that. If you believe in the story of evolution, we only knew how to swim and then crawl and then fly. And then you build an internet, you know. So we have that ability. So if you were the fish in the ocean, you could say, well, we can't fly. We can't be that great. Well, they're wrong, right? And we've lived long enough to see that fish, if you believe in the theory of evolution, you believe that fish is now flying around. We have the ability. We create what we want. We move and build. And at some point, they said we all lived in caves, and now we have skyscrapers, you know, way up and above. We do have supernatural powers, and I hope you're not thinking like we see on the cartoon show where they wave a wand and say, zap. That could be the truth. I don't know that it would be that instantaneous. It could be the truth, but it wouldn't happen right away, at least not that I'm aware of. We do have superpower, Beth, and we are gods. Okay. So Kate is wondering where this peace and tranquility is. Actually, Kate, it's with you. It's within you. It's your state of mind. The two wolves that exist in your system, you feed one is going to be very aggressive, and you feed the other one. You're probably going to reach a place of peace or tranquility. So the idea is it's in your mind. The heaven is in your mind. So is the hell. And people give me trouble all the time because they think it's separate to someplace other than this planet where you have to leave this body to go there to get in, whatever that works out. I don't think it's a physical place. But the peace and tranquility that you seek is within you. The life you choose. Now, if you've put yourself in a bad situation and you're stressed out all the time, or you're afraid all the time, or you're angry all the time, peace and tranquility might be difficult to achieve for you. But if you can put yourself in a place where you could find peace and calm and love and happiness and good friends and good food, I guess, you are experiencing peace. We're not very tranquil because of who we are nowadays and what we have become, but tranquility does exist. You have to be in that right place to receive it. If you're not in front of your computer right now, you can't get this message. You can't hear the sound. You can't pick up the station. You have to be in the right place to receive it. If a message is sent out and you're not of that mind, you won't receive the message, or if you do, it won't make sense to you. But peace and tranquility is yours. You just have to put yourself in the right place to achieve it. When the idea of cell phone would pop up, I can only imagine what the guy who lives in the bush would thought. What kind of crazy idea is that, talking to somebody through a thing? That's just crazy. But the person who was probably in technology thought, wow, this is amazing. We can do this. He was in the right place, or her was in the right place, to receive that message, to utilize the message for the world to benefit from it. And this is what we're doing right now. We do have superpowers. We do have peace and tranquility. We do have, and it's all relative to the mind. It's there. You can find it. It's in your toolbox. And through evolution, now we've said many times that you are your ancestors. So we're on this journey together. In this time, we have the ability to use the telephone, the internet. Some time ago, I guess it was just a string and two cans and a string, if you're familiar with that. But the point is, we're evolving and we do have the superpower. Will we ever fly? I don't know, but we have a bird that carries us. We call it an airplane. So yeah, technically we're flying, aren't we? We do have superpowers. And we're utilizing it every single day. And we do have peace and tranquility. They both reside in the mind. So, Kate, this place exists within you. It's in you. And you hold it to yourself to get to it. Brian, thank you very much. I hope that answer was working for you, Kate and Beth. Brian, thank you very much for the Christmas wish. Same for you if you do celebrate Christmas, and I hope you have a wonderful, safe time and lots of fun with family. I think for me, the Christmas is about the family and not so much, because I get all upset when I have to go in the shopping mall, and yeah, I really don't like that part. But I get to see the family, and the reason why I'm in the shopping mall to get a present is probably because I'm going to go hang out with the family, so I suppose I have to pay my dues like everyone else. Thank you very much for that, though. And Merry Christmas to all if you follow the Christmas holidays, or just happy holidays to everybody. Thank you very much for all of that. Today, we're talking about leading by example. And we're trying our best to get people to be the best self, to get into themselves and find where the confidence is within you, find the strength within you. The egoic side is not necessary because it often leads us in the wrong direction. But you go within, connect yourself to nature, learn about spirituality, and go within yourself and find the greatest you that exists. You can offer a lot more once you've acquired this, or you know who it is. You can offer it. And when you have something to offer, you don't necessarily have to physically say it. Just be you. And you're leading by examples. And you're teaching others by your actions. You're actually living what you're saying. Be confident within yourself. That's what this is all about. Finding the true you within yourself. Learn how to utilize the best you. You will be beneficial to others as you are going to be beneficial to yourself. If your job or duty was to hold the light so we could see our path, you need to get there. Because if you're not there, a whole bunch of people are going to be crashing or slipping off into a ditch. So you owe it to us. You're part of the team. And that's your duty on the team. And we're all a team working together. When you look at the soccer pitch, for example, everybody is just as important, or the four legs that holds up your table or carry the car that you're driving in. And one isn't more important than the other. We're part of a team. And if your duty is to shine the light so we could see our way through, you need to step up. Because there's other people out there in the dark who's waiting for you to step up. Find out who you are. You may serve a great purpose. What if you're the person that discovers a cure for cancer or COVID? You need to find out who you are. Live to your full potential. Become the best you. What you're doing right now, you can't get a naked man to offer you a shirt because he doesn't have one. That's why he's naked. So you have to find out what you're supposed to do, and you're supposed to do it. You have an obligation, and that was your purpose. If you were led off the path by others, now you need to get back on it and start doing what you're supposed to be doing. I talk a lot about finding yourself. I speak a lot about getting into yourself. And you become the best person. Let's not be critical of the other person across the street. Doesn't serve us any other than fan the flame of ignorance. Be you and be the best you. And that person over there won't matter. And if that person over there was doing the same thing, then you'll see eye to eye. Be the best you. Invite other people to the party. Hold that light so a whole bunch of people could see the path clear. Be the best you. You can't offer what you don't have. Again, that naked man can't offer you his shirt because he doesn't have one. So find the best you. Be the best you. Get fully connected to the spiritual world. You need to find a key. And the key within you is within you. And that key will unlock everything, answer all the questions that we're concerned about. All the questions that you thought didn't have an answer. Well, if there's a question, there's got to be an answer. We need to find the key. And once you find the key, that key also will eliminate your fears. Will heal your health. Correct your diet. Stabilize your emotions. Remove your anger. Like you remove the dirt from your cup of pure water. It will give you strength. He'll teach you how to love you. And it will let yourself live free. But you must find that key. You have to find that key. And that key is within you. When we meditate, we learn more about ourselves internally. When we meditate, we learn so much more about ourselves internally. So pick up a habit of meditating. It's leading you to that key. Or that is the key. Pardon me. Once you learn how to meditate, you'll want to do it more because you're starting to see the light. You're starting to see how you're causing yourself a lot of harm by believing or following or living under this stress. You're starting to see other options. Once you've made this turn, others around you will disappear because whatever pool you were in with them, it's no longer the pool you want to be a part of, be it good or bad. But you will lose some of the people who are surrounding you. The ideas, the job, maybe the relationship, maybe the church, maybe anything. Because when you take a direction towards truth, all the BS is going the other way or away. I remember a question that was asked recently as to will we ever know the truth? And the answer was, yes, you will, once all the BS is taken away. All that is left is the truth. That same clear glass of water. Remove all the dirt. All that is left is purity and truth. Will we ever know that? Yes. Tap into your spiritual self. Open the door. Find the key. And the key, in a weird way, is just the journey towards. It's just the journey. Join the journey. Tap into your spiritual sense. Send messages to the soul, to the heart. The mind sends the message to the heart. The heart delivers it to the soul. The soul exposes it to the world, which is the spiritual aspect of our existence. But the thought comes from the mind, which delivers this wonderful message to the heart. And the heart will process it and send it out to the world. So if it's a good message, then good things will be sent out into the world. If it's not a good message, well, you could do the math. Tap into who you are. Find the true self. I guarantee you the joy that exists there. The way you feel about you, the confidence, the things that you will take on, the journey that you want to travel. It's like you're waking up. And this is what I say, wake up, wake up. We're fast asleep, wake up. And the reason we're so fast asleep is because we were told things many years. And of course, you only have to tell one mother who passes on to all the children for years to come. Well, you're not doomed. You can now hear me. You are now doing your own search. You are now taking on a journey. You are now exposing yourself to the truth and the truth of life. And for a while, you're going to struggle with what you were told versus what's truth, what you could see versus what's truth. And you will struggle. That's okay. It's a part of the game, because the untruth has a need to exist. Therefore, it will challenge you and make you question, maybe confuse you, but stay consistent and inevitably that part will disappear. The truth will win the battle, the war. The truth will win the war. Find the truth, find the key, find the journey. Connect yourself to spirituality. Don't live. Life is short. Unlimited in this existence. There isn't a need to say, I'll do it tomorrow. Do it now. Get on that horse right now and start galloping towards whatever's going to, you're living with this pain, there's a way to fix it. You're living with this heartache, there's a way to fix it. You're living with a heavier body than you want to, or alcoholism, or drug addiction, or an abusive partners, but you're living with all these things. It's not necessary. It is not necessary. If you don't think you have the strength, find the key, get to your post, develop the strength, come back and confront. Well, no, actually, once you develop the strength, that oppressor disappears. Once you develop the strength, and that's all we say, is find out where it is and develop the strength. And the environment will change itself. The environment will change itself. If you're standing in the pond of a swamp and you just take a few steps, eventually the swamp, just keep stepping. The swamp disappears because you've journeyed past it. You may not think you have the strength, but I assure you, you have it. And you may say easier said than done. Absolutely. But take a step towards that and another one and another one. Eventually, you'll get there. Take the journey. Take the step. That's going to make your life that much easier. We are restricted by time in this existence. Make a step. If what you're feeling isn't making you happy, then you shouldn't be feeling it. If you think you're stuck, find out where you are. And see how free you could be. Are you restrained? Are you tied down? Even if you're in prison and you're locked up, the freedom of the mind still exists for you to live a blissful life. You may not be able to physically do anymore the things you're able to physically do, but the mind is still just as sharp and just as capable of giving you that glory life. So to complain or to say that you're stuck is just an excuse not to take a step towards betterment, easier path, path of least resistance. You need to guide others. And I said that earlier. You need to guide others to clarity. You need to guide them to prosperity. And if your journey is just to shine the light or cure the COVID or build a school or cook a meal, that is part of what you should be doing because we're working as a team. The production, if you could remember, of Romeo and Juliet took a whole group of people to put together, including the man that made, that planted the wheat, that made the bread, that fed the staff, or the carpenter that built the stage, or the teacher that taught the lines, or the man who made the swords. And you see how this list just continues as to everybody's connected. Everybody put that production on. And we went to see it, and it was fun. But your contribution to that show, even though you're the audience, you are still contributing. Because if you weren't there, the show wouldn't have been there. You could see how everything will fall apart. So yeah, the farmer that baked the bread, that made the sandwiches, that fed the staff, he's just as involved. We're all connected. I went that way just to say we're all connected, we're all the same. We all want to be respected. We want fair and safety, all of us, love. We need to guide. We need guidance. And I'm saying that the guidance that you seek is within you. That's all I'm saying. Well, I'm saying that in a lot of other things. Have we got anything else there?
We have a couple of emails here. Damien wrote in and he said, when we're trying to find ourselves, you've mentioned we should pray, but who do we pray to? That's Damien. Thank you, Damien. Nick says, Barrington, I heard you talk a little bit about Christmas today, about presents in the mall, etc. If you do not celebrate Christmas per se, like most people that are Christians, what other entity or thing do you... I think he means celebrate here. Do you celebrate on Christmas if it's not actually Christmas? Okay, that's Nick. Let's see here. Frank says, I've tried to meditate several times, but sometimes I get distracted. Actually, I get distracted more than I can pay attention. Do you have any tips for me? That's from Frank. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show. We have about 15 more minutes. If you'd like to write in with a question or a comment or a thought, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Okay. Frank, thank you for that. You made me laugh. But this is... Okay, so to meditate, you know, you're not going to say you want to play an instrument. You're not going to be up there rocking on right away. You sort of have to take the necessary steps to get to it. You know, you may have to pick up the guitar or whatever it is that you're playing, and then you learn, and then your body conditions itself to it. Your fingers are going to get bruised up after a while, and then you learn to have this thing hanging on your neck, and then you're learning the rhythm and all these things, and it takes a while. I've heard rumors of it like 10,000 hours or something like that for you to become that good at it. Well, that's not any different than learning the art of meditation. You have to be able to do it and be dedicated enough to it. The first time you hit that note and it sounds good, it promotes you to the next time and the next time. And the idols that you see in front of you and you follow it. It's a journey that starts with just wanting to take that step like everything else. So yeah, I get that you can't pay attention at times because it's difficult, but your brain you're brand new, but consistency has been one of the greatest weapons, And consistency is what we offer. We want you to stay consistent. You're going to spend the rest of your life. So why don't you spend your rest of your life learning something that's going to benefit you? You're not in a rush. It's not a race. And when you take a minute and you forget what you're supposed to do, or you start reciting the grocery list in your head, or who am I going to text? That's okay. Because eventually you'll know how to shut those out. Like you'll know how to hit that perfect note on your instrument. It takes time. It's a consistent march towards something of greatness. Allow it to happen and keep doing it though. Keep doing it, because if you stop, you've thrown yourself overboard. But just keep doing it. And if you get distracted after 5 seconds, so be it. Next time, hopefully it'll be 5.5 seconds, and then 5 minutes, and then 5 hours, and then the rest of your life. It's a consistent march towards glory. Just keep marching. I hope that answers your question. And the tip I have for you is to stay consistent. Sorry, you did ask specifically, do I have a tip for that? So just stay consistent. You just have to keep doing it. It's okay. You're asking, Nick, if I celebrate Christmas. I was raised to celebrate Christmas, and it was great. I didn't really get into knowing truly what it was until I was around 9 or 10 years old. But, you know, we didn't have the story of Santa Claus coming down the chimney. We lived in a tropical country, so we don't have a chimney. But we didn't know those stories until I was, you know, like I said, 9 or 10. But we were celebrating Christmas. We believed in it because of the Jesus Christ aspect of it. And of course, the family and get together and great food part of it has been fantastic. You know, I celebrate that now because it's family time. And we have, in this busy side of the world, limited time to spend quality time with your family. So if I get an opportunity to go out and mingle and be with the family and talk about whatever we talk about as a family, just gathering, I'm okay to put up with the hustle and bustle of the mall and not wanting to, you know, get angry with other people. So it's a small fee I'm paying for great prize that I get. I celebrate Christmas mainly because my children truly enjoys it. And other part is because it's consistent and I tie it in with the family like most of us do, because family is the best thing you can achieve. So I love that part of it. I love it all, but the malls, the high prices, it's a small price to pay for what you're going to receive. So go on out there and mingle with somebody and say Merry Christmas, because it makes you feel good and make you happy. I hope I answered the question. Do I celebrate anything else? I'm alive. I love life. I celebrate being able to live this life and the privilege of being this age and moving on in life. And I celebrate the fact that I do something that I truly enjoy doing. I celebrate today, and I will tomorrow, and I will the day after that, because I'm not waiting for a grand finale of any sort. Now is the time. Live now and enjoy now. Celebrate as often as you can. Put on something, dress up and feel nice just because you can, or go for a walk simply because you can, and see the life. Say hello, call a friend. Relax a little, read a book, eat some good food, take care of yourself. Celebrate every single step of the way. Don't forget to pat yourself on the back every single time you take a step, not to look weird, but you get my message, because you deserve it. And celebrate all you can. Sit back and watch the children play or listen to their ideas and realize you've done an immaculate job of taking care of that group of kids, children, whatever it is, and you've accomplished it. Celebrate, stand up and bow. You need to celebrate yourself. Be thankful that you have this opportunity, and many don't. Celebrate as often as you can. Celebrate today. I'm celebrating right now. Be happy all the time. Consistency to your happiness will make you float throughout life. You must celebrate, everybody. Okay. So, Damien, you said, I don't know that I remember ever saying that I pray. I meditate, and I think they're both the same. I have prayed. I don't know if I do it as much as I used to. But who are you praying to, I think, was the meat on your question. Who are you praying to? Damien, you're praying to yourself. you're praying to yourself. You got to put yourself in the state of mind to know that you are the God that exists. And if you're telling us a story and you're praying to win the lottery, I don't even know if they understand that thing. But however, the thought of winning the lottery, if you put your mind towards it, it's coming towards you. Most, and if you talk to anybody who works with the lottery game in whatever that thing's called, the first thing they say when people walk in is they knew they were going to win. They knew they were going to win. So yeah, you could draw it in. And I'm not saying that to go out there and pull all these things in, because maybe you'll get it and it's not for you. But you're praying to yourself. You're telling yourself what you want or what you hope or what you're going to create or what direction you're going to go. There is no out there. You're saying that and it's all internal. I want to be a big muscular man. Okay, it's going to make me want to go join a gym. I want to be a fast runner. It's going to make me want to practice running fast or cook a great meal or write a perfect essay or do this special dance. You're creating that. I don't know what you pray for, but I think if you are going to pray, and I say this to everybody, pray for strength and endurance, because the life that you're living is amazing. You're praying to yourself. You take care of the vehicle that's going to take you through the journey the safest and the best way. So you pray. You're praying to yourself. When you make a statement, this is what I hope to accomplish. This is what I hope to achieve. Look back in your life and ask yourself these questions. When at what point did I decide I wanted to learn how to be an electrician? I remember I was like 7 years old. I saw a guy doing electrical work and thought it was cool. Here I am. Anything you put out there will come to you. So put out good things. And I've said this before, and I've done a few shows on the whole boomerang thing. You know, whatever you throw out there is coming back at you. Make sure you throw good things. Please don't throw rocks in the sky. They're coming back. When you throw anything out there, and I say that to say, be careful of what you hope for, because you're capable of getting it. Who do you pray to? You pray to yourself, and you create all that you want in life simply by reciting this to you. Everybody I know who works on the computers have these little post-it signs all over their computers, and they, after a while, they block them out, because whatever reason has brought you to, let me put this here to remind me about this later, you end up putting 50. They don't remind you of anything. But if you had one and you focus on that one, that task is now complete. Put the other one up now. Putting up 5, 10, 15, no, you're confusing yourself, because you think you can multitask. And that's another conversation I've been having with a lot of people about multitasking. It's not possible. It is not possible. It's like holding two thoughts at the same time or looking in both of my eyes at the same time. What you're actually doing is messing up a whole bunch of other things, thinking that you're multitasking. You can look in your eye, just one eye at a time, and then your attention shifts to the next one, or the focus shifts to the next one, and then you're still only looking at one. And then when you choose, you could see both. You could see three. You could see four. But try looking at more than one. And then you can convince me otherwise that you can multitask. I hope that answered your question. We went a long way on that one. And you're asking me who to pray. Who do you pray to? And yes, you pray to yourself. And I do encourage everybody to pray. There's nothing out there. It's all internal. We're made up from the universe. The cake example I gave you, we bake this cake. We're part of it. All the ingredients that's in that cake is within all of us. That we need to know. So thank you very much for that. And I hope I answered the questions accurately today and everybody was satisfied with their answers. The little bit of time we have left, it looks to be about 7 minutes. I want to talk to you because something important had just come in about meditation. And I haven't really been on it for a while. And for the sake of those who are trying to, Mark especially, is trying to do the meditating, I applaud you on that. Your effort is not wasted. You can't fail. If you started something, you cannot fail. You just didn't learn as much to get over that hump or that bar. Don't label anything as a failure, because it's not. The attempt towards it. Somebody said you didn't get 50%. Yeah, that's probably their opinion. But you did get 49 and you didn't have it before. So how do you consider that failure? Do it again and do it again. And eventually you'll get 99 or 100. So there is no failure. And please don't use that word in your vocabulary, because that's signal code for I'm going to stop. Well, time never stops, and the clock never stops, and we can stop. we're part of this wheel, man. Imagine you being the hubcap on a tire and decide you want to take a break. It doesn't happen. A hubcap on a wheel, you want to take it. It doesn't happen. It's in motion. When the thing comes to an end, then you could stop and take a break. But in the meantime, you're attached to a moving force. We're part of the wave. We're part of everything. You're moving all the time. Do not allow your emotions or your guilt of any sort to try to stop you from doing something. We can't stop. It's you're continually running. Go tell the river to stop. You know, tell the snow that's falling on your front lawn to stop. It will eventually, but in the meantime, it's just going to keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't give up. If you've tried seven times and you think you failed, no, you've got six experiences that's telling you that you didn't fail. Don't give up on anything, whatever the dream may be. Make sure what you're fighting for is worth it and the juice is in fact worth the squeeze. But consistency is going to work for you. And once you've created this amazing avenue, you're leading by example because others are noticing. When the friends that you used to hang out with all the time or the social circle that you used to be a part of all the time and you're not anymore, you will soon learn that you're on a journey. And if they're not with you, they're not coming with you for a reason. When you're outside and then you go inside into the warmth, you shut the door. The cold doesn't follow you in. Stays out there because that's where it wants to be. Same thing falls true with you on your journey to become the best person you could possibly be. So the meditating part of it all is just connecting you and allowing you to connect yourself to the source that will guide you to all these things. The meditative part is slowing down the brain, relaxing it, taking it easy, de-stressing, put your foot up, relax, just take it easy and try to get one thought at a time. Or none. And it's not possible. You'll always get one. But once you've, you know, gotten rid of the grocery list or who you're going to text next or what's on Netflix tonight and all these things, eventually you settle down into a place where you're at peace and you can hear things. Try to listen across the street or the humming of the fan that's in the background from the computer or the kids maybe walking around. And then you try to listen further from there out. And then you try to listen further from there. See if you can hear the road and you're extending all this. You're paying attention. You're focusing on your listening and you're not thinking about anything else because you've given yourself a focus point. Or you could do the same thing with the breathing inside. You focus on the air coming in and then you focus on the air going out of your breath, out of your lungs and throughout the body. Then eventually you could feel you're focusing on something. If you're losing the concentration or the focus, pick something like the water going down the river or the focus on your breath, the air coming in you or the ability to hear. And as you're doing that, you're losing all the distractions because you're now focused on something and you don't have a thought about anything. This gives the opportunity for all the wisdom that exists to expose itself to you. All the information, because you've slowed the brain down, you've allowed all this to happen to you. Take 3 minutes of your mornings, early as you possibly can. Don't wake up to meditate. When you're up, just meditate. Because if you have to wake up to it, that's too much work. That's way too much work, too much pressure. But just when you're up, if you got a minute or two, roll over and do 5 minutes or 3 minutes and just practice doing that. Let that become the habit. They say if you do it 27 times, you're going to have to do it for the rest of your life because it's not a habit. Let that become the habit. Eat right, plant-based food. Let that become the habit. Take care of yourself. Live healthy. Be happy. Let that become your habit. You have the ability to lead by example, and others will learn from you. Because you don't know that your job is not to lead or to guide. You just know that you want to give up and stick your head in the sand. Well, you're cheating me with that because you could have been the one who's going to come and rescue, save, cure, build. So you have an obligation and don't ever, ever give up when it's time to give up, you'll know. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we will resume next week at the same time. Barrington is saying, have a good week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.